The chase is on. Welcome to Chasing Ballgame, the Wicked Quick Sports Betting Podcast. I am Jimmy Brown, your host, and I'm pleased to bring you this President's Day edition of Chasing Ballgame. Happy holidays, everybody. Hope you're enjoying a great day off if you happen to have one. And get ready because this podcast is loaded with great information today. The podcast is powered by the Chasers. Chasers are the fans of the show that contact me via social media or an email. Either way, all we're doing is sharing great information, whether it's about sports in general or whether it's about sports betting and all the information that we can have. We do it all the time, and it's a load of fun. And when we get all that information, what I like to do is share it with you, and I have a great breakdown for today's jam-packed show. Today's show is brought to you by MyBookie.ag. MyBookie.ag is the sports book choice of the Chasing Ballgame podcast. And today's rundown, it all starts with Major League Baseball. It's time to talk betting bases. Spring is in the air, so this is when, as a baseball handicapper, you have to start breaking down the season. I'm going to cover everything from the basics to the advanced analytics of this season all throughout the year. And it all starts today as I tell you why the Chicago Cubs will not repeat as champions. Next up, the NFL. I always talk about the NFL as much as I can because it is a 24/7 sport and we all love the NFL. Today, I'm talking the NFL draft and I'm letting you know if there's a value on betting on this draft. And of course, I'll have a pick that comes with the big time NFL event known as the NFL draft. Then I'm going over to college hoops, and this is the time of year where it's all about March and the March Madness when the brackets are announced. And if you've listened to this show before, and you should be, you know that I've been screaming at you to bone up on your college basketball game now to get as much information as possible. So today, I'm going back to the well with some great information on money matters for the big dance, as well as a pick against the spread tonight in college basketball. And I'll also point out a bubble team that you should keep your eye on down the stretch. And then finally, we go on over to betting the buckets, the NBA segment. And look, just because there's an all-star break, it does not mean that there is nothing to talk about. I'm going to break down the big Kings-Pelicans trade involving DeMarcus Cousins. And I'm going to look at not only how it's changed both of these teams, but how it has changed the odds. And of course, I'm going to look ahead to the start of what I like to call the second season with a look at a calendar crunch. Chasing Ball Game is blazing quick with more than one pick. So let's get things started. And we're going to start with betting all over the place with MyBookie.ag. The reason we've chosen MyBookie.ag to be the sportsbook of the Chasing Ballgame podcast is, first of all, I bet there, and I would not want to recommend a sportsbook to anybody that I don't personally bet there. I don't think that's the way to go. So that's the first reason. Secondly, they have a great promotion going on for only listeners of our show. If you sign up at MyBookie.ag and use the promo code CHASER, C-H-A-S-E-R, tell them you're a chaser right here with the Chasing Ballgame podcast, and you will get a 100% bonus up to $3,000 to bet on sports. So that is that. And look, there's plenty of betting things I want to talk about, and I know a lot of you have been hitting me up on Twitter or Facebook. You can reach me at Chasing Ballgame because you want to talk about Mayweather and his potential fight. Look, until it's legit, I really don't dig too much into it. Conor McGregor is obviously a great fighter, MMA style that is, and Mayweather, we all know about Money Mayweather. Whether it's betting or fighting, he's good. The odds are out. Money Mayweather, 25-1 favorite to win, and a lot of people are saying that because they don't think that Conor McGregor can adjust to the boxing style. Of course, that's what Mayweather would have to do if he wants a chance in this fight. So to me, it's not official yet. With this kind of money and the kind of hype that it would get, I don't see why it's not going to be. But with that being said, I'm not going to dive into it too much until it gets started. But since the odds were announced at 25-1, I want to get that out there. But let's get right to baseball. Look, betting on Major League Baseball to me is a must. There's some downsides. Don't get me wrong at all. It's a grind. I mean, you are going to spend all summer going after baseball if you're going to bet on it. But there's a lot going on for you usually in the summer. Usually family, usually vacation. Usually you want to get out of the house and do some great things. So I get it. It's not always the best sport to bet on because you got a lot of stuff to do that time of year. For some people, betting on the game is confusing because there's money lines, and that could be different than your football or your basketball point spreads. Or even some people find baseball boring. I don't. But to me, here's the bottom line. You can make profit betting on baseball. And it's obvious that football makes up a lot of money that the sports books bring in every year, and baseball does not. And that's me is because there's going to be a lot of value. There's going to be a lot of chance to make money, and that's what I'm here for. I'm going to start bringing you stuff. First of all, spring training is underway. Pitchers and catchers are already out there chucking the ball. And I think you don't have to watch spring training because, let's face it, watching – you know, the Red Sox play the Boston College Eagles is not necessarily good baseball. But stuff you want to pay attention to. You want to see how these new players are looking on new teams, and you want to see what teams are doing to adjust to the new season. And of course, every day, not only am I going to bring you the basics in case you don't know things like the money line, but I'm also going to bring you some bets, some picks, and that's going to be happening all summer long. Today, I'm going to start it, and this is simple. To me, if you're betting on futures, if you're betting on a team to win the World Series, stay away from the Chicago Cubs. Okay. First of all, they're favorites to win the World Series along with the Boston Red Sox at 3-1. And there's some big things expected from Chicago. I mean, obviously, they're favorites. Their win total, for those of you who don't know, that means how many games that they are expected to win this year, sits at 95.5. And that's good reason, right? 103 last year. But it's harder to repeat. It's harder. That's why it doesn't happen a lot, especially in baseball. Again, a long season. Again, everybody has a target on your back when you're the champs like they are. And not only that, but I've talked about this before on this segment. There's a proposed change in Major League Baseball to change the strike zone. And according to ESPN, if this happens, there are three starters, Kyle Hendricks, John Lester, and Jake Arrieta, who are all among the top eight pitchers who threw called strikes in the lowest part of the zone, which will now be gone if that change comes into play. So to me, that change, and I've talked about it before, it comes into play and is a big deal for me because of the totals, the over-under in baseball, if you will. But for me, it could also hurt the Cubs because that's a big deal. Not to mention, Cubs had some turnover. They lost some key players. Aroldis Chapman, Dexter Fowler, who was a starter, exception of the time when he got a little hurt in the outfield, and David Ross. I know he's an older player, and he's a captain of a type, but he's not going to be on the field. So to me, that's a big deal. And I get it. Look, the Cubs are still loaded. They still have a lot of great young talent. They're still going to be moving all over the place. But to me, the Cubs are not the team to bet on as far as futures are concerned when winning the World Series. So keep that in mind. Look, if you think you know baseball, just hit me up. Hit me up at Chasing Ballgame on Twitter. Hit me up at Chasing Ballgame on Facebook. If you give me great information, I'm going to share it right here with you on the podcast. I'll put your name out here. I'll put your information out here because I'm not here to take credit for any information. I'm just here to share it, and that's where this all comes about. Now onto the NFL. One question. Is there value betting on the NFL draft? Well, truth be told, the short answer is there's value betting on anything if you can find an edge. But I'll tell you, when it comes to the draft, it's one of the hardest things to do. I mean, it's the time of year where teams are actually going out of their way to send mixed messages. Teams are going out of their way to try to make people believe things that are not true. Because whether they want to trade, whether they want to change their draft pick, whether they want to keep people guessing on what they may or may not pick, or money, of course, which is what drives the NFL. So there's a lot going on. So it's not always easy to put your finger on the pulse of maybe what a team is going to do. But there are plenty of prop bets out there. For example, there's a prop bet out there on who will be the first quarterback drafted in this draft. Mitch Trubisky, he's been the favorite for a long, long time now, and all of a sudden he's not. Now he's tied with Deshaun Watson, of course, out of Clemson, who have the same exact odds of being selected as the first quarterback in the draft, both minus 105. Look, in my opinion now, it will be Watson because I really think the New York Jets and a lot of the mock drafts I'm checking at, I just saw one on CBS today that has Watson going sixth to the Jets. To me, if the Jets are going to pick quarterback, and look, they surely need one, they'll want to take Deshaun Watson, just name alone. They've got to give the fans something to get excited about. This might be the trick. So that could be something to watch. But there's actually, to me, if I'm going to give you a pick, and of course I'm going to give you one, I always do here. Another thing to consider to me would be a different position. And there's another NFL draft betting prop out there on what running back will go first. Right now, LSU, Leonard Fournette, he's hefty price tag, minus 350. Dalvin Cook, Florida State, he's the other, we'll say, favorite, although you can get some serious value on him at plus 325. And that same mock draft I looked at had a Cook going number four overall to the Jaguars. So his stock is starting to rise. And this is exactly what I'm talking about. His stock is rising because people are talking about him a lot. He's having a good showings, if you would, on the draft boards when people are talking about him. However, I really think the player to still take is Leonard Fournette. I really think he's still the more valuable player. I know he's had some injury issues with LSU, but I think he's the way to go. But there's one thing for sure, whether you're who you take or how you bet, if you're going to be betting on the draft, bet small and bet smart because that's the only way you're going to win betting on the NFL draft. Now, college hoops. The madness is here. Hopefully you've already started betting on college basketball, doing your research for the brackets. They're going to be filled out before you know it. Look, we know the obvious. We know the hot teams coming to the tournament, and we know the big names. Gonzaga, who still hasn't lost, Villanova, Kansas, Duke, Kentucky, North Carolina, Arizona, UCLA, and Oregon. We've talked about all these teams, but I always like to point out a team on the fringe that could not only win it lately, let's say going into the tournament with little momentum, but have been winning lately in a segment I call betting on the bubble. I'm going to look at a team, and today's team is Michigan Wolverines. They lost to Minnesota, the Golden Gophers, who, oh, by the way, are another hot team, but they have had wins lately over Michigan State at Indiana and Wisconsin. Should get this team in, of course, unless they collapse down the stretch. There's still about four or five games to play. The reason why to me, Derek Walton Jr., senior point guard, he gives his team leadership. He's playing well at the right time. Not to mention they have a pair of bigs, DJ Wilson and Moritz Wagner, who are playing good basketball. And look, when I say playing good basketball, I'm not always talking about putting in points, because that's not what it's all about. To me, we can go fundamentals, but I like physical play. I definitely like play on both ends of the court, especially what's going on right now with Michigan. They are competing with everybody they go up against. They're not backing down. And I'm going to really give them a pass for that loss to Minnesota. They had five players in double digits. Of course, went to overtime. They couldn't eke that one out, but they can spread the ball around on both ends. And they need wins in the Big Ten. They want to end with a flurry. They're not an automatic team to get in. I think they have a shot to get in. I think if it ended today, they would get in. But now they got to hit on the road, right? They need wins in the Big Ten. They got three of the last four games on the road. They're going to face ranked Purdue, a scrappy Northwestern team that we've been watching all year. If they can get even one of those wins against these two teams, I think they're going to be in. So although I'm going to choose my spots wisely and not give you a pick right now, especially with the tough stretch on the road to end the season, I really do think the Wolverines are a bubble team that you want to keep your eye on. But onto the pick, because I give you a pick every day. It's what I do. And tonight, I'm going to do something a little different. I'm on chalk. I'm taking a favorite. I don't do it a lot, but I'm doing it tonight. Give me the Virginia Cavaliers over the Miami Hurricanes. Cavs are dropping big points, too. We're talking 9.5, and it has to seem like a lot of points for a team that has dropped three straight for the last five. But this team is in need of a win. They do not want to end the season on a losing streak and have it carry over to the tournament, because when that happens, usually you're done quickly. And the coaches know this. The players know this. Look, three of Virginia's six worst offensive performances this season have come in the last three games. And those three games, by the way, Virginia Tech, Duke, North Carolina. Duke is playing incredible basketball right now. North Carolina, one of the best teams in the country. And tonight, I really think you're going to see a different team. First of all, you got to remember, Virginia is still very good defensively. In fact, they're number one in the country in points allowed at 55.8 per game. Miami, Florida, they've been a bad bet this year overall. Not only they're 8-16 against the spread this season, but they're 6-15 against the spread in the last 21 games overall. They're just not winning for people at the betting window. More importantly, Hurricanes will be without second leading scorer Jaquan Newton. He averages 15 per game, and they haven't missed him. They won without him. I'll get it. He's going to miss his third straight game for violating team rules, but they are not deep. To me, when you play a team that's good on defense, you have to be deep, because the physical play will wear you down. And plus, there's a little theory I have that says what goes down must go up, and that's the Cavs' offense right now. Just 2 of 20 from behind the arc. When they played North Carolina, they're going to get a better bounce on the home rim. Cavaliers 15-6 against the spread in the last 21 games, following a straight-up loss. The Hurricanes 1-5 against the spread in the last six meetings. I know it seems like a lot, but drop the points with the Cavs. They win big, covered by double digits. Do you have a bubble team that you want me to talk about, you want me to break down, you want me to look at? Just hit me up on Twitter, Chasing Ballgame. You can find me, and I will be more than happy to discuss this as we get closer to March. But now, let's bounce on over to Betting the Buckets, the NBA segment. Of course, we got to get right to the big news. DeMarcus Cousins is now a member of the New Orleans Pelicans. He got traded. He got traded. Finally, he's been rumored to be traded for years now, but they finally got it done. Pelicans get DeMarcus Cousins, and the Kings get basically Buddy Hield, Tyreek Evans, Langston Galloway, New Orleans 2017 first-round pick, and the Sixers 2017 second-round pick. The Kings are getting bashed all over when you really look at this trade, but I think they made the right move. First of all, this team just said, guess what we're going to do? We're going to go into complete rebuild mode. Right, they're going to save $200 million by not paying Boogie. They're going to clear up cap space. Not only that, but guess what's going to happen? Everybody else is going to leave this team. It's already talked about. I'm reading right now on Twitter, Mark Stein, the Kings are expected to waive Matt Barnes to make the roster move to complete the DeMarcus Cousins trade. So Matt Barnes is already going to be gone. This is going to open up different spots for him to go. I think some of the players that got traded to Sacramento won't stick around, namely Tyreek Evans. I don't think he will be there either. So that means this team is in complete rebuild mode. And you know what? Good for them. I think that's a good move by them. They basically said, do we put $200 million invested in a player that's been, look, he's a good story. He's an all-star, and I love him. DeMarcus Cousins has been rumored to go to the Boston Celtics, who is my team, full disclosure, that I love, and I've been rooting for it because I know he's that good of a player. The problem is he's also has the potential to be disruptive, whether it's technical fouls and being thrown out of games or just temper going at the wrong moment. So there's just a lot going on. Now, look, I love the Pelicans. I love what they're doing. So I can't say it. To me, I would almost say this trade's a win-win. Look, AD, one of the best young players in the league. Of course, he just won the MVP, the All-Star game. But the Pelicans have to win now. If they don't win and they don't win now, Boogie's not going to come back. Boogie's going to want that money. And now, look, first of all, Boogie has got to be pissed at the Kings. Okay, if he stays with the Kings, he can get $200 million. Now that he's gone, he's been traded, he can only get about $170, $180, which means the Kings cost him about $30 million. That is something he won't forget anytime soon. But the odds makers will tell you the Pelicans aren't any better. First of all, with the Spurs and the Rockets in the Southwest Division, the Pelicans don't have a shot of winning the division. First of all they want to do is go to the playoffs. Even that, to me, is a 50-50 shot. They're going to have to play well down the stretch to do that. They won't win the West. They're at 55-1 to win the West, by the way. 100-1 to win the NBA championship. So the odds makers, like me, are not really high on this move from a Pelican standpoint. The real winner of this bet, or of this trade, sorry, will not be discovered until the offseason. Because the Pelicans have to win. They have to make the playoffs. They have to do decent in the playoffs, which means they got to make it and they can't be swept. Then all of a sudden, the ownership of New Orleans has said, look, Anthony Davis, we've invested in you. We're not afraid to trade players. We're not afraid to spend money. We've got a semi-big three in Drew Holiday and DeMarcus Cousins and Anthony Davis. Anthony Davis can now play more forward, let Cousins play center. So that should help him as far as him being battered and bruised is concerned. But then they have to get Cousins to sign. And if they don't do that, then what happens? I mean, they didn't give up a lot, so I won't even say it's a loss, but it's almost a waste. And he gave up some future draft picks. So I think it's really going to be decided in the offseason. I don't know if the Pelicans can really invest everything they have in a player that's been so disruptive and like DeMarcus Cousins, and they're going to have to pay him. I like the move, though, because it's a bold move, but not something. I'm not a guy that puts grades on trades. I'm not a guy that does winners and losers. If I did, like I said, I'd name them both winners. Kings had a rebuild, and the Pelicans had to show that they were going to try something in the West. So I think it's bold. But the real thing that I'm taking away from this trade is that I'm going to dig into my calendar right now, and I'm going to find the next time the Pelicans play the Kings, because I think DeMarcus Cousins is going to be, let's say, a little focused, and I think he's going to get his revenge and have a big day, especially against a Kings team that should be gutted in the second half and underdogs the entire way out. So keep that on your calendar, if you will. And speaking of calendar, let's get to the calendar crunch to wrap things up. Look, Hoops starts on Thursday, and now's the time to check out the crunches. Start the second season. Everyone is rested, of course, coming out of the break, but the Denver Nuggets, Milwaukee Bucks, Toronto Raptors, and the Utah Jazz all start a 5-game and 7-night stretch in the first week or so back. So those will be the first few teams to watch when basketball games pick up on Thursday night. And, of course, let's get to the pick. I'm not going to leave you guys without a pick in the NBA. I always give out a pick, and starting with tomorrow's show, I will start giving out picks for the games coming up. I'm still waiting for some of the lines to be released for Thursday night games. But for right now, I found an interesting bet that deserves some consideration. Take a look at the Toronto Raptors. You can get them at plus 260 to win the Atlantic Division. Now look, the Celtics lead the Atlantic by 4 games. They're playing good basketball. Isaiah Thomas is putting up incredible numbers. And they're favorites right now because they're in it. Not to mention the Raps limped into the break 4 of 6 in the last 10 games. But the Raptors are 10-2 in division. They have the best scoring differential in the division. And Serge Ibaka is going to be an interesting fit. Again, I'm not high in the trade. I talked about this before. Let's say I have mixed feelings on the trade. But at least mentally, this team's got to be in a little better of a spot knowing that management is doing stuff to get them in it in a good spot. So to me, with only a few games back, a team that plays well in division with a big man, which is kind of what other teams in the East are lacking, especially with Kevin Love being out. Celtics, to me, really don't have too many big men down there that I would be afraid of, at least. So to me, it gives the Raptors good value to win the Atlantic. Yeah, the reason I give this pick, and by the way, I'll be upfront right here, I'm not on this pick because I want to wait. But to me, if you're looking for value, I think you definitely get some with the Raptors at plus 260. But remember, trade deadline's coming. All bets are off. If the Celtics get Jimmy Butler and everything I'm hearing, they're trying to go all in for that. Or if other trades are made. Doesn't matter what teams they are or who gets picked up. Keep an eye on it. Vulnerable time of the year to bet on the NBA, so keep an eye out for that. That will do it for Chasing Ballgame. Thanks for stopping by and hanging out for the brief 20 or so minutes that I was rambling on air. I appreciate it. You can catch us every day on Blog Talk Radio or iTunes. Join the fun. Become a chaser. Can't say this enough. All you have to do to be featured right here on the Chasing Ballgame podcast is hit me up on Twitter or Facebook at Chasing Ballgame. Just like the latest chasers who have followed or shared information like Troy, Basketball Girl, and Joseph. Thanks, guys. I appreciate you for coming. Welcome to the chase. Your turn. Send me some information. I'll put your name and your stuff right here on the podcast because, after all, it's all about building a great sports betting community, and this show, this podcast, would be nothing without you guys. Come back on Tuesday. We're at it again. I'm going to be talking about baseball again, March Madness picks for the upcoming week, and the NBA will be back too with more picks and betting the buckets, of course, and then I got football, not only the NFL, but college football, as I'm already talking about next year, and you should be too, and what should be a fantastic show for Tuesday. Until then, win big at the betting window and keep on chasing.